The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Ryan Finnerty is with me now on the back of that 3-2 win over Coventry Blaze. Ryan, we'll just touch on the game very quickly there. You'll take the wins anyway you can get it, even if it's in overtime, won't you?
Yeah, we look like a team that's had 10 days off. We were pretty rusty for a lot of the game. You know, our power play, even though we just had the two, I thought we didn't look very crisp on there. But you know what I mean. Good teams find a way to win, and we scraped out a win when I felt we didn't play that great. We had moments where we played well, but we looked rusty. We looked very rusty, and obviously we're still a bit shorthanded. Still running guys pretty ragged out there. McGrain and Champagne double shifted all game, and that's the last one. Cullen will be in Friday morning, so that's good news on that front. So, you know, we look like a team that was rusty, and we kind of anticipated that we would be, but we'll take the win.
Well, touch on the game on Saturday now against Hull Stingrays. That's going to be another big game here. You've won seven in a row in the Elite League now. You'll be looking to make it eight here, but Hull are one of these tough propositions, aren't they?
Hey, Hull's a good team. I mean, anybody taking them lightly now or ended up on the bottom end of the scoreline. So, we got some video. We played them early in the year. We're going to study a bit and try to do our homework on them. Obviously, it's been a while since we played them, and you know we'll be ready to go. And I think we'll be hopefully more oiled. You know, I think that we needed to get the rust out this game. You know, the break was good, but it could have been a very negative way too. And we'll get back to work tomorrow and prepare and hopefully have a better all around performance on Sunday, Saturday.
Is it going to be a very different Hull team to the one you played back in September? They had a poor start to the season, albeit they beat Brayhead, but they've picked up a bit of form. Tendrill scoring points. Ducey's been scoring points as well, so there's obviously a bit of depth there.
Yeah, no, they're a good hockey club. They're a very well hockey club. They're also a group that's been together. Cluche's kept that group together, and I think he's starting to see a benefit of that. So, no, they're going to be good. You know, you got to watch that Tendrill. He scores, seems to be on the score sheet every night, so... he's dangerous. 5-on-5 power play, easy. I think he's the most dangerous on the penalty kill. He gets a lot of shorthanded breakaways. So, but saying that, we'll be ready, and I hope we're more prepared and ready to go.
You mentioned Joe Cullen will be in on Friday. What's the latest with Ash Goldie and the other walking wounded, Kevin Bergen?
Yeah, Golds is. We had some rather not great news. Depends on how you look at it, but he's going for further test here, and we're. We're not quite sure the extent we should know, but he won't be seeing any action for at least 2 to 3 weeks.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much, Ryan.
Thank you.